The Boyfriend Job by James. Summary. Elliot Spencer is in town, and Danny decides to take advantage of that fact. The Hotel Hilton wasn't normally the sort of place Danny went when he was off duty, but he discovered that their restaurant had the best lasagna on the entire island. He was even willing to believe it was being prepared by a genuine Italian grandma. He didn't dare go look, of course, for fear he'd find an 18-year-old Mexican kid who shouldn't have known anything about lasagna in the first place. He was just walking through the bar, towards the restaurant proper, when he stopped. He stared for a moment in disbelief, then turned and walked directly over to the bar and sat down next to the man he'd spotted. "So, should I arrest you?" Danny asked. Elliot Spencer looked at him, expression full of innocent surprise. "For having a beer?" Danny grinned. "For all I know, you've got an ID on you that says you're underage. Seriously, what the fuck are you doing on my island?" He heard himself say, "My island," and wanted to bang his head on the bar top. He hadn't meant it that way, really, and was only grateful that Steve wasn't here to hear him say it and hold it over his head for the next century. "Your island? You got transferred?" "Long story, involving my ex-wife and our daughter." He saw Elliot tense and hurriedly continued. "She got remarried is all, and moved out here. It was follow or never see Grace again." It wasn't that he knew Spencer that well, but for 2 weeks, they'd both been undercover at the same place, different jobs, but they'd worked together, and Danny knew enough about the guy to know he was a good man, and just slightly overprotective when it came to women and kids. It had been a year before Danny's marriage blew up, and Danny had entertained them both with happy stories of his little girl. Elliot nodded and took a drink of his beer. Then he said, "That's not really a long story. But it feels like it took forever. Seriously, Spencer, what the fuck are you doing here? Please tell me you guys haven't moved base from Boston to Hawaii. It's bad enough I have to try to stop Steve from destroying the place on a regular basis." "Who's Steve?" "Do I need to arrest you?" Danny asked again, because he knew what Ford and his crew did. They'd come into Jersey a couple of times, taking care of criminals that the law was too slow or too fucked up to handle properly. While they'd been working together, Danny had seen just how they operated. He'd even given them a hand at one point, distracting their mark for a few minutes while Elliot made an exit from the room unseen. Every cop Danny knew appreciated the results, but the methods, well, then, Danny had been working under the same methods for months now. And look where it had gotten him. Nightmares about dying in a car crash, bullet holes in more windshields and car doors and body parts than he'd collected in his entire career as a cop in Jersey. All thanks to one very insane, gung-ho boss who didn't know the meaning of the words slow and steady. Spencer must have taken pity on him because all he said was, "Relax. I'm just passing through. My flight out leaves tomorrow, Officer Williams." Danny gave him a smirk. "Fine, but if anything blows up or burns down, I'm asking you first. Then Steve..." He stopped. Because why the hell was Steve McGarrett walking into the restaurant at the Hilton? Steve was looking around, clearly looking for somebody. If he'd been looking for Danny because of a job, he'd have simply called and told Danny to get his ass outside. He was waiting in the car. He turned quickly back to Elliot and smiled. "You know how you said you owed me a tiny favor? Feel like cashing it in right now." Steve scanned the crowd again, willing to concede that maybe he'd been completely wrong about that being Danny's car in the parking lot. Or maybe he was further inside. "Or upstairs," a little voice whispered. Steve shut the voice up with a sharp smack. Then he saw Danny, and he froze. Danny was sitting at the bar with another man, and he was leaning in, closely. The other guy was handsome, long brown hair, and a muscular build. Steve found himself striding forward and saw the other man moved. He'd been trained. Steve could tell. Military. And what the fuck was Danny doing flirting with a good-looking military man? He clamped his jaw shut and walked up right behind Danny, accidentally, on purpose, bumping against Danny and interrupting whatever chit-chat he might have been doing. "Dano," he said, not taking his eyes off the other guy. "Steve, what are you doing here?" Danny tried to jump up from his stool, but Steve was standing so close, there was no room for him to do anything but stay right where he was, trapped between Steve and the bar. "Commander Steve McGarrett, Navy SEALs," Steve said, still looking at the other man. The guy was staring back, not flinching, but calm, and, if anything, looking just a little amused. "I'm Alec," he said, with a lazy drawl, holding out a hand. Steve took it, and for a moment they played the crush the other man's grip game, until Steve realized the guy wasn't going to lose, and wasn't even really trying. He wasn't Navy, Steve knew, though it was only a feeling. Not sure what branch, but Alec hadn't introduced himself with a rank, so maybe he was retired? Or, more likely, just not interested in playing Steve's game. That was fine by Steve. He didn't mind throwing his weight around, even if Alec wasn't intimidated. It wasn't like Steve had any intention of losing without a fight. "Is there something you wanted, McGarrett?" Danny asked. And there was someone else who sounded completely unintimidated, and even a little amused as well. Steve glanced over at him. "I saw your car. I thought I'd join you for lunch." Danny rolled his eyes, then looked at Alec. "I got a friend for lunch, thanks." Steve saw how Danny's eyes lingered on Alec, and how Danny was smiling in a way he never smiled at him. Alec was looking back at Danny, returning the smile, and how the hell was he managing to flirt when he wasn't saying anything or doing anything other than smile? Suddenly, Steve felt like punching the guy in the face a couple times. Instead, he put his hand on Danny's shoulder, not caring that the possessive move was blatant and obvious. "Alec's welcome to join us," Steve said. "Actually, I think I was here first," Alec said, and there was a hint of steel in his words. Only a hint. Mostly he looked and sounded amused, like he was laughing on the inside at a joke only he knew. A joke he and Danny knew. Steve glanced at Danny again, who had one elbow on the bar, leaning back from Steve, watching the pair of them like they were the afternoon's entertainment. "We have work to talk about," Steve said. 5-0 stuff. Police business," he added, in case the guy was a newly arrived tourist who had no idea what Hawaii's finest and most elite police force was. "I don't mind," Alec said, glancing at Danny. "I like cops." There was a flicker at the edge of his smile, and a quick look at Danny showed he was muffling a laugh. "You'd be bored, I'm sure," Steve told him, gripping Danny's shoulder all that tighter. Steve suddenly realized that Danny wasn't shouting at him to go away or threatening to slice off his balls for interrupting his date. Maybe that was encouraging. Or maybe Danny knew he didn't stand a chance and was just enjoying the show. He glanced at Danny again, worried now that maybe they were laughing at him because they knew he was going to end up walking out of here alone. Which was stupid, because Steve had been walking away from Danny alone for months now, unable to find the right time and right way to ask if Danny would be interested in something more. But he'd always had the reality to console him that Danny wasn't seeing anyone. Steve had thought he had plenty of time, until he walked in to find Danny on a date with a complete stranger. Steve frowned. Danny was watching him, and for a moment, Steve thought he should maybe apologize. But Danny looked over at Alec and patted Steve's hand. "Sorry, Alec. Looks like I've got a business lunch to attend to." He leaned in ever so slightly towards Steve, and Steve gave Alec a smug smile of triumph. Alec just laughed. Business before pleasure. Then he looked Danny up down, then said, "Call me." He leaned down smoothly, planting a kiss on Danny's mouth. Steve stared. Danny wasn't fighting him off. This Alec person was just... Steve grabbed him by the shoulder and shoved him backwards. "He won't call you," he ground out. Alec just smirked at him, then smiled at Danny, and thankfully walked away before Steve could decide to arrest him for assaulting a police officer. Steve watched him go, making sure the guy actually left. Then he looked down at Danny and scowled, then blinked, because Danny was grinning at him. "What? Who was that?" "Alec?" Danny asked, eyes still shining with a joke Steve didn't understand. "Oh, he's just this guy. Computer geek, actually." Danny glanced back to where Alec had disappeared, and Steve completely didn't step sideways to block Danny's view. He did glance over his shoulder to make sure Alec had actually left, just in case. "So now you're picking up tourists in bars?" Steve demanded. Danny looked affronted, but his hands were still, which seemed odd. "I can't pick up tourists in bars now." "Not..." Steve stopped. He was about to say, "not hot guys. Not ex-military types. Not computer geeks who looked like they'd be more comfortable in a dojo with a knife in their hands than sitting at a keyboard." But Danny was just sitting there, looking up at him, and he looked relaxed and happy. Like maybe Steve going all alpha male on him and scaring off the competition wasn't actually annoying him. "What's going on?" he asked. "You tell me." "You're the one scared off my date by pretending we have work to do." Danny was still looking at him, watching him with a patient expression, waiting for him. "Oh." Steve cleared his throat. "So you came here for a lunch date?" "That was the idea, yes. Lasagna and beer and a gorgeous face to stare at." Danny was still looking at him. And Steve took a deep breath and thought, maybe now is the right time. "You wanna have lunch?" It wasn't the world's most polished pass, and Steve was pretty sure he'd done better a million times before this. On the other hand, it really seemed like maybe Danny didn't need a whole lot of persuading. Not judging by the way he was getting to his feet, still with so little room that he had to press up against Steve in order to stand up. Neither of them tried to move further apart. "I'd like some lunch, thank you," Danny said. The laughter was gone, and Steve knew that look of tension and anticipation. "We could eat here, or we could go back to my place and have a sandwich," Steve offered. "A sandwich sounds just about perfect," Danny said. Then without warning, he stepped away, walking quickly towards the exit. Steve jumped, then hurried after him. "So who was that guy?" Steve asked as he got into Danny's car. He still felt as though he was five steps behind the conversation. "Elliot?" "He's a thief," came the very unexpected reply. "A thief?" "Yeah," Danny said, and he looked at Steve, the beginnings of a smug, triumphant smile on his face. "He just helped me steal myself a boyfriend." The end.